This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, May 26th. Good morning, I'm Jeff Fallon. Here's today's headlines. Lawmakers keep a distance from gassy manure bills. World Cup and Olympics legislation fails to qualify. How to win a trade war. The Sites Project Authority is pushing state water regulators to revise draft permit conditions for the proposed Sites Reservoir, warning that some provisions could undermine the project's viability. The State Water Board has tentatively determined nearly 1 million acre-feet of Sacramento River water is available for the project. Yet in comments submitted Friday, the authority argued several of the conditions placed on the water right would significantly constrain operations and reduce yield without public or environmental benefit. The authority is seeking changes to retaliate to the pending Bay Delta Plan update, bypass flow conditions for salmon, movement of site's water through the delta during the transfer periods, and securing local runoff from creeks. A bill in the legislature would extend California's biomethane incentive program through 2030 and authorize more funding to help projects connect to utility pipelines. Supporters say that could help dairies, food processors, wastewater plants, and landfills turn methane into renewable natural gas while easing a major cost barrier for in-state projects. Michael Baccadoro, executive director at the Agricultural Energy Consumers Association, told senators in April he remained fully supportive of the goal but warned committee amendments limiting dairy projects to $10 million would undercut methane progress. They played by the rules and now we're pulling the rug out from under them, he said, adding that livestock accounts for 55% of California methane emissions. The Utility Reform Network, Earth Justice, Sierra Club California, and other opponents argue that SB 919 could shift interconnection costs onto ratepayers and sidestep an ongoing California Public Utilities Commission process. CPUC has declined to allow rate basing until more progress is made on cost controls. Those arguments will have to wait. Appropriators stalled the measure after it gained near unanimous support in its first committee. Now, on that note, the same committee has stalled a bill aimed at expanding support for alternative manure management program. AB 2100 would have directed CDFA to convene an interagency task force that to evaluate how practices like solid separation, dry scrape systems, pasture-based management, and manure composting would help the state meet methane, water quality, and groundwater goals. The bill also sought a more efficient approval process for projects that manage livestock and dairy manure through on-farm composting or off-site transfer. The Sonoma County Farm Bureau and American Farmland Trust were among the supporters. CDFA has awarded $127 million to 200 AMMP projects since 2017. No funding is currently available, and the last solicitation was oversubscribed by 233%. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. Join us at the AgriPulse Ag and Food Issues Summit West. How can California agriculture remain an economic powerhouse as rising costs, labor challenges, shifting demand, and political uncertainty reshape the industry? The answers matter more than ever. On June 2nd in Sacramento, hear from policymakers, innovators, and industry leaders tackling the biggest issues from trade and market outlooks to workforce challenges and the next generation of growers. Get the insights shaping what's next. See the latest information and register today at agripulse.com under the Events tab. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Lawmakers have also shot down a bill aimed at turning the 2026 World Cup and 2028 Olympics into a global showcase for California agriculture. AB 2743 by Assembly Ag Chair Esmeralda Soria of Merced would have authorized CDFA to form task forces around major international events in California and to recommend how the state should use the Buy California program to promote agricultural products. Saria pitched the measure as a way to better coordinate California-grown commodity commissions and other industry marketing efforts around events that attract global audiences. Levi Stadium in Santa Clara and SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles will host 14 World Cup matches this summer, as well as the Los Angeles Olympics in 2028. The Agriculture Committee passed that bill unanimously. It had no registered support or opposition to the file. So how do you win a trade war? Well, it depends. At least that's the premise of a new book on the subject from economist Chad Brown and Financial Times columnist Soumaya Keenis. It depends on what winning looks like, whether it's avoiding an actual war, absorbing less economic damage than anyone else, or getting other countries to change their economic model. It also depends on the economic costs governments are willing or able to shoulder and public perceptions of who is bearing the cost. How to Win a Trade War, an optimistic guide to an anxious global economy, provides an enigma machine for decoding the current trade landscape. Keenis and Brown, former official of the Biden and Obama administrations, walk readers through what is at stake in a trade war, who participates, and the weapons and defensive measures available with levity. Footnotes are as likely to send a reader to a Reddit forum as they are to an economics paper. The book sparks questions in abundance, including just how bad was Brown's gluten-free apple pie, and what exactly is a soccer brochure. But it attempts to cut through the political chatter and weigh in on some of the foundational questions driving global trade policy today, like when and how to subsidize industries, how to reduce import dependencies, and the role of stockpiling. It's not a book about Trump, Keenis said at a launch event last week. It's a book about the context. It's meant to help you understand where things go next and where things go after Trump. Here's today's final word. Linda and I have always believed that growing more food with fewer resources is one of the most important things we can do. That's Stuart Resnick alongside his wife, Linda, celebrating the grand opening of the Resnick Center for Agriculture Innovation at UC Davis. The co-owners of the wonderful company and their foundation gifted $50 million to establish the research and technology facility and a related research fund. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, May 26th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.